This will be a portion from the movie Superman 1, where Superman does his first deed and letting people know that he exists.
A helicopter flies over the city at night.
We have Miss Lane here for a quick ride to Metropolis Airport. Meet Air Force One. It's a hurry flight.
Roger, we're on our way over the river now and have you in sight. Have one aboard for transfer, over.
Roger, plan one. You're cleared to land. Wind 020 at 15. Gusting out. Denver 2989.
Roger, over.
Lois runs across the Daily Planet's roof and into a small glass waiting room. Then she stands in the doorway, watching the lights of the helicopter approach. It descends quickly and lands on an illuminated helipad. Lois waits inside the glass building, while a passenger in a light brown suit gets out of the helicopter and shuts the door. A man in white overalls leads her to it, passing the other passenger on the way. No one notices some thick cables on the roof twitching in the wind caused by the chopper's blades. Lois gets in, and the guy with her shuts the door and runs back to his building. As they take off, one of the cables snaps and wraps itself around the helicopter's landing skid, preventing them from rising any further.
Malfunction!
The chopper spins wildly just feet above the landing pad. Its tail smashes through the glass building, narrowly missing the people in there. Then it lurches across the roof, spins, and settles right on the edge, dipping down towards the ground many stories below. As it tilts further, the door swings open, and Lois nearly falls out. Lois's hat tumbles to the ground where people are looking up at the precariously balanced machine high above them. Lois unbuckles her belt and tries to clamber out through the opposite door to get onto the roof. The police arrive and try to herd the crowd out of the way. Lois is still struggling to climb across the unconscious pilot and get out through his door. Then the helicopter slips even further. More emergency services arrive. Lois tries desperately to push the Perspex window out. Then she slips and falls out of the door, but manages to grab hold of a hanging seatbelt. She swings dangerously from it. More people come out of the building below, Clark amongst them. He looks up to see what all the commotion's about, then finds Lois's hat on the ground. Clark looks up at the helicopter again, then dashes through the crowd towards a public phone box. The booth around the phone is only three-sided and covers the top half of a person, so he hurries on. Clark runs across the road, ripping open his shirt to reveal a red and yellow S insignia on the blue tunic beneath. He enters some revolving doors and spins them at breakneck speed, emerging as Superman.
Excuse me.
That's a bad outfit.
Superman flies vertically upward through the air as Lois loses her grip and drops towards the ground. Catches her.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me? Who's got you?
Oh, I can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. He got her.
Suddenly, the railings that have been supporting the helicopter give way. It drops over the edge of the building like a stone, but Superman grabs it by the landing skid and carries it effortlessly back up towards the roof. Yeah. Keeping a steady hold of the helicopter with one hand, he turns to look coolly at Lois, who he's got in his other arm, and flies them both up onto the roof of the building while the crowd watch from below. Superman gently sets her and the helicopter down on the circular landing pad.
Gentlemen, this man needs help.
Well, I certainly hope this little incident hasn't put you off flying, miss. Statistically speaking, of course, it's still the safest way to travel.
Right. Wait!
She struggles for words.
Who are you?
A friend.
He launches up into the sky.
Bye.
Lois waves at him from the helipad. Then she faints. Superman flies through the air with ease, arms by his side, his red cape billowing out behind him. Then he puts one arm forward and rotates slowly, enjoying the freedom as he leaves the lights of the city behind him.
That was Superman 1, a clip for you to understand how people who are blind are able to appreciate movies.